To unsurpassable miseries in the material world. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Foolish men of materialistic temperament do not take advantage of successive authorized knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is authorized and acquired not by experiment, but by authentic statements of the Vedic literature, explained by bona fide authorities. Simply by becoming an academic scholar, one cannot understand the Vedic statements. One has to approach the real authority, who has received the Vedic knowledge by the cyclic succession, as clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita 4.2. Lord Krishna affirmed that the system of knowledge as explained in the Bhagavad Gita was explained to the Sangha, and the knowledge descended by the cyclic succession from the Sangha to his son Manu, and from Manu to King Ikshvaku, the forefather of Lord Ramachandra. And thus the system of knowledge was explained down the line of great sages, one after another. But in due course of time, the authorized succession was broken. And therefore, just to re-establish the true spirit of the knowledge, the Lord again explained the same knowledge to Arjuna, who was a bona fide candidate for understanding due to his being a pure devotee of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita, as it was understood by Arjuna, is also explained. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verses 12 to 13. But there are many foolish men who do not follow the footsteps of Arjuna in understanding the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. They create instead their own interpretations, which are as foolish as they themselves, and therefore only help to put a stumbling block on the path of real understanding, misdirecting the innocent followers who are less intelligent, or the sudras. It is said that one should become a brahmana before one can understand the Vedic statements. And this stricture is an important as the stricture that no one shall become a lawyer who has not qualified himself as a graduate. Such a stricture is not an impediment in the path of progress for anyone and everyone, but it is necessary for an unqualified understanding of a particular science. Vedic knowledge is misinterpreted by those who are not qualified brahmanas. A qualified brahmana is one who has undergone strict training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. The Vedic wisdom guides us to understanding our relationship, our relation with the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, and to acting accordingly in order to achieve the desired result of returning home back to Godhead. But materialistic men do not understand this. They want to make a plan to become happy in a place where there is no happiness. For false happiness, they try to reach other planets, either by Vedic rituals or by spacecraft. But they should know for certain that any amount of materialistic adjustment for becoming happy in a place which is meant for distress cannot benefit the misguided man, because after all, the whole universe with all its paraphernalia will come to an end at a certain point. Then all plans of materialistic happiness will automatically come to an end. The intelligent person therefore makes a plan to return home, back to Godhead. Such an intelligent person surpasses all the pains of material existence like birth, death, disease, and old age. He is actually happy because he has no anxieties of material existence. But as a compassionate sympathizer, he feels unhappiness for the suffering of materialists. And thus he occasionally comes before the materialistic man to teach them the necessity of going back to Godhead. All the bona fide acharyas preach this truth of returning home back to Godhead and warn men not to make a false plan for happiness in a place where happiness is only a myth. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation of purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 2nd chapter, 27th verse, in the chapter entitled The Lord in the Heart. Hari Om Tat Sat. Translation again, in the planet of Satyaloka, there is neither bereavement, nor old age, nor death. There is no pain of any kind, and therefore there is no anxiety. Say that sometimes through the consciousness there is a feeling of compassion to those unaware of the process of devotional service who are subjected to unsurpassable miseries in the material world. So the yogis, when the universe is disintegrating, they go to Satyaloka. And then from Satyaloka, some go back to Godhead or Lord Brahma, and some by devotional service, they penetrate the seven layers of the universe, and they go back to Godhead directly. By self-realization. What's interesting here, in this purport, Prabhupada covers many things, very long purport, page and a half. One thing he mentions here is how the knowledge descended by the simplest succession from the sun god to his son Manu, Manu Vikshvaku, the forefather of Ramachandra. We were just in the South Indian safari, touching holy places and Divya Deshas in Andhra, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, and Karnataka. So we went to Sri Ranga, where Lord Ranganath is. We wanted to hear the Mahatmya of the Ranganath Devi. We were told that Lord Brahma was very eager to worship the Lord. So he was meditating on the side of the milk ocean for a long time. And out of the milk ocean came a self-manifested deity of the Lord Lion and Ananta Sesha, which is Lord Ranganath. And Brahma took in the deity of Satyaloka and was worshipping him in Satyaloka. He also trained some of the residents of Satyaloka to do the worship. And they were doing that worship. And then, I can't remember whether the sun god somehow got, or directly Manu got. But anyway, somehow, either through the sun god or directly, Lord Brahma allowed this deity to be worshipped by Manu. So he was worshipping. Then from Manu, Ishvaku requested that he could worship the deity. So the deity was kept on earth and was worshipped by the Surya Vamsa. It must have come anyway through the Surya Vamsa. And from Ishvaku, the Raghu dynasty, and then Ram himself was worshipped. So they say that when Ram came back after the war with Ravan, so he came back to Ayodhya, then he was giving gifts to various devotees that were coming to Ayodhya, and blessings and gifts and things after his coronation. So the king of the, one of the versions is the king of the South Indian dynasty at that time. He was very enamored by the beauty of the deity of Ranganath, and he did tapasya in Sri Rangam that the Lord would come and stay there in his kingdom. There's other versions. But anyway, somehow the Lord Ram was requested by Vishnu that he should go to Sri Lanka and stay there. But he said, now I've been away 14 years from Lodi, how can I go to Sri Lanka? I have to stay here now. So we'll miss you so much. So then, Lord Ram gave him Lord Ranganath to take to Sri Lanka so that he could worship the personal deity of the Raghavans. And it is some investment. But then finally, the Lord, he said, he did it, he was put down in Sri Rangam and worshipped there. And then when Vibhishan tried to take him, he couldn't take him. And then the Lord said he wants to stay here in Sri Lanka, but face him to the south, you know, he'll face him to Sri Lanka and the residents of Sri Lanka. So he really gets reminded me because it's how the Parampara comes down, how the Bhagavad Gita knowledge comes, that also our Lord Ramana came. So all our devotees are very amazed. But here's the deity that was worshipped by Brahma, worshipped by Surya Dev, worshipped by Manu, worshipped by Ram, Vishnu. And he's still there, you can have his darshan. Jai Ramadan Mahan ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Gaur Kasit, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda ki. So I think that there's all those very special holy places all over India. With very special deities. And so it's very, I brought up to the RCD a couple of years ago that we should have our temples in all the holy places and have pilgrim facilitation centers. So we encourage people because when they come to holy places, if you don't have a devotee guide, usually you don't get much information what's really going on. People just speculate something, or they say, yesterday we were fortunate when we went to Sundarpani Muni. The pandit there was pretty well versed. He said how Krishna came, and he was there 64 days, and in 64 days he memorized all the things he had learned, all the Puranas, and the Vedas, and the Sanhitas, and Bhagavad Gita, and everything. So, we didn't always find people that know. Once we went to the Sagar Island, one Brahmin came up and I asked him, tell me the Mahatmya of this place. He said, I'm a new Brahmin. I don't know you. He had to ask him, oh Brahmin, I just know how to teach you how to, you know, take you through the puja of the Sangha and get my dakshina. He didn't know. Then we asked some older Brahmin, he said, he had memorized the slokas, and so we gave him the question. Just like that, many places you go. Many people just see Tirumala, they just go and have a darshan. They don't know all the mahatmya in the different places. It gives us a chance to preach. So that was, yeah, I'm very happy to be here in Ujjain, which is the Puranic place. And now we have our temple here with our Raghava Pandit, and he's the Das. He's a pretty expert in the Mahatmya of the local place. He was guiding us around yesterday. You need to have local, some people, the devotees that know what's the Mahatmya of the local place to tell. It's like in the Bhagavatam it says that if you go to a holy place, you should seek out the holy people and find out from them the Mahatmya of that place. It's some spiritual instruction. Nowadays people go to holy places and they just see the deities, take a dip and leave. They don't, so there's no big change in their consciousness. Yesterday, or was it this morning, I forget, one person, he said he's a local here from Ujjain. I said, you're very fortunate to be in the holy place. He said, now our place is more holy Because of the Radha Madan Mohan temple, we have a now more holiness. It's enhanced. She was very appreciative. The other thing here, we find how the knowledge is handed down by Guru Parampara. This is what Prabhupada wanted, that his followers, his disciples would be gurus. Their disciples would be gurus. The Parampara shouldn't end. Some people want to end the Parampara with Prabhupada, but throughout his books he's talking about Guru Parampara. He never talked about ending it. Rather continuing it, keeping the line. So everyone has to study Prabhupada's books and become qualified so they can continue carrying on the Guru Parampara. The other thing it says here that it's in order to understand the Vedic knowledge, someone has to become a Brahmana. Prabhupada said he made a Krishna conscious movement to make Brahmanas. That people would take up Krishna consciousness. I remember there was a big argument once, and one of the Prabhupada was naming his kind. Sometimes it's called in Hindi Antarjati, and sometimes it's Antarashtriya. So Prabhupada was saying call it Antarjati. Antarjati also, and they both mean international. But Antarjati also means interfaith, or different jatis. So jatis are a synonym for a nation, but also a synonym for castes. So Prabhupada said, good, they were for all the castes. But then one Brahman was there, one life member, some Brahman, he was saying, no, but it should be Antarashtriya because not all the castes, no, brother, all the castes, everyone. Because Prabhupada's mission was to bring everyone up to become Brahmana Vaishnavas. To have a Daiva Varnashram, a unified Varnashram where everyone is qualified and they all can understand the bona fide, understand the Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada also says here, a qualified Brahmana is one who has undergone strict training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. So I should know Krishna is our guru. Krishna knows everything. But he did the pastime of accepting a guru. He came here to Avantipura and he accepted Sandapani Muni as his guru to show that everyone should have a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going for his studies, he also accepted a teacher, accepted the guru. Said that he was shown all the aksharas of Sanskrit. And he learned them all in one day. Normally people just to learn the they have to spend 6 months maybe. The next day they show them all the Yukta aksharas. Because in Sanskrit they put combined letters. Like in English everything is separate letters. Italian. But in Sanskrit the phonetic alphabet is combined letters. Like Kshatriya is Kshipra. It's K, S, it's one letter, Kshi. So you have to learn all this Yukta-akshara. That's also another for the primary school, maybe it takes a whole year to learn all your juktakshas. Lord Chaitanya learned them all in one day. So everybody like is here when we heard how Krishna learned all the Puranas one day. You know, each day he learned one Purana, one day. So Lord Chaitanya, he also was learning like that one day. So the time he was 11, he was already head of his own, he's already PhD, already professor, head of his own school. And seeing how Krishna's pastime, and Krishna came again in Kali Yuga as Gauranga. Here it's nice because here we see a lot of pictures of Krishna, people, they accept Krishna as Supreme Personality. And but still, we want them also that they should know that Krishna came again in Kali Yuga as Gauranga. And this is something which Prabhupada wanted to do for India. He had Lord Chaitanya's teachings printed here first. He had also the seventh chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Was it called the five features? And he had those books, introduced Lord Chaitanya, introduced Vaishnavism to the public. So he was very much wanting us to present Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But as we go around, if we travel in South India or travel North India, this is one thing which is obvious. And many people accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many people don't even know Lord Chaitanya. And those who know him, they accept him as a sannyasi, they accept him as maybe a saint, but very few people accept him as Krishna coming again. Because he came as a Chaitanya avatar, he came as a hidden incarnation. He came as a devotee. So while he was here acting as a devotee, he never publicly admitted that he was Vishnu or Krishna. Privately to some devotees he revealed, but that was all very confidential. To the public image, he kept himself as a devotee. So it's important for us to establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. I don't think there's any of the other Sampradayas, including our own, the Madhvas, who accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna or avatar. Only those people who are coming to the Gaudiya fold, who maybe some of the Vrindavanist people that accept him, but those who are in contact with the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who chant Hare Krishna, then they start to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna. Because there's so many actually Pramanas that Krishna will come again in Kali Yuga. He'll spread the Sankirtan Yagya, Krishna Varanam, Kisar Krishnam, Sangha Pangas, Kapar Shadam, Yagya Sankirtanam, Haravya Janti Visumera Saha. Krishna in the Bhagavatam, Krishna in other Puranas. So Lord Chaitanya, he fulfilled those predictions. It says here, Satyaloka, there's no problem, no disease, no old age. That sounds very attractive now that we're getting into old age. We're just in the beginning of old age, you know. Kids, I know what happens when it gets older, you know. In the 50s and 60s, then we get 70s, 80s. It's already the different organs are starting to not work, having developed problems. Special diets, blood pressure, and so many different things, heart problems. So this is one of the. As we were discussing the continuation. That what's that word? What's it called? The succession. So we have to train up all our younger devotees to be responsible. Take responsibility for spreading the Sankirtan movement so that when it's here, this planet, we're not in accepted local, old age is here, disease is here. Even we couldn't have our the Lord Radha Swami here because he's suffering some kind of disease. These are the problems in this planet. So we need our younger devotees to become very responsible so they can pick up more and more responsibility so that there's a proper succession in the Krishna conscious movement. When we went to the Rajamundri, then right opposite from the Rajamundri temple, there's some other temple. There's a picture of an old man and a woman sitting there. So they were claiming to be Kalki Avatar and his wife, Lakshmi. And then people were saying Kalki is not predicted for a few hundred thousand years. How can he be Kalki? I said, this is a problem. So then he changed, said, I'm just a Vishnu Avatar. But then they were saying, you know, that you don't really seem to have the qualities of Vishnu. So then what's the latest name? Then he just gave himself a new name, Mother and Father. Universal Mother and Father. And they had their deities, this man and woman sitting in the temple there. You go there. It's like in India, anything, there's so many crazy things going on. Even they change, you know. Okay, I'm not Kalki, but I'm, you know, still I'm an avatar. Okay, maybe not exactly a specific avatar, but I'm a general universal avatar, you know. Somehow or another, and then if you want to get this blessing, ordinary blessing, 1.5 lakhs. But if you want a super maha blessing, then you have to pay 5 lakhs. Then he gives you some kind of shock treatment, and some medicine, gives you something to eat, and for 2-3 days you go crazy. And then after that you come out of it, it's a state of shock. And it costs you 5 lakhs. I don't know if he's breaking the drug act or something, you know. What drug he's giving him. So there's so many bogus things that are going on. And similarly, they're telling unintelligent people. They just go and accept it. They don't know if anybody knew the Vedas, if they know Bhagavad Gita. How can you accept all these people who just claim to be God? Came 5 lakhs and get a shock treatment. So, that's why we need to spread Prabhupada's books and get people to chant Hare Krishna and read the book. Then they start to understand. Everything makes sense. I remember one life member in Bangalore. He's a Brahmana. He was brought up and was a smarter Brahmana. So he said, I know Sri Sukta, you know, Sri Sukta, Nini Sukta, Purusha Sukta, and all the different prayers. I can chant everything, I can Mangala Charana, Swasti Vachana, everything. But in his temple room, he's got every devata, everybody there, like 20 different. Because you don't know who's supreme, so better put everybody, you're bound to get one of them right. Then he got, you know, a life member, I put the books on his shelf. After 3 years, he took out the Bhagavad Gita, took out Prabhupada's book, started reading. He was shocked. My goodness, Krishna is God. I never knew. I mean, I knew he's one of the gods, but you know, the God. The Supreme God. So now he and his whole family are chanting 16 rounds. Even our Brahmanas, they're called, you know, the Brahmanas, they're also not here. Who is the Supreme? So I know the Prabhupada told me that because he asked me, I'm from the West, warm, but I came here to India, and he said that you preach to the Indians. But he said preaching to Indians is different because they already have faith, they have some faith, they have some knowledge. He said it's like a coal, burning coal. But it gets covered by the ashes. Like in the West, you don't have, there's no burning coal. It's just dry wood. You have to light it, ignite it, get it burning. But here already some burning is there. But it's covered by the ashes. You have to fan the ashes off and get that burning to come again. Otherwise, people have a natural sense of respect, many of them. maybe diminishing, or here especially in Madhya Pradesh, the people seem very respectful. Generally, India is respectful, some states more than others. We have our duty to somehow inspire the Indians to take up their own culture. Guru Maharaj brought up yesterday to preserve the Indian culture from India, spread it around the world. And I mentioned this at the opening of the Bombay Center. The Prabhupada, he said, I'm preaching all over the world the glories of Indian culture. I'm preaching how Indian philosophy, Indian culture is the greatest. Everybody should adopt it. When people come back to India, they say the Indians are adopting Western culture. If they don't see that, if they come back to India, Indian culture is gradually disappearing in India. Then it'll be harder for us to preach. You're telling us Indian culture is so good, Indians don't follow it themselves. So in India we have a special mandate. How to inspire the Indians to practice the essence of their culture. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Primarily getting people to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. The Tirupati temple opening, the Ramanujacharya here said he come just give a blessing. We come for half hour and give a blessing, but he liked it so much. The big yagyas, enthusiastic devotees, he came every day. For 7 days, with his junior, both acharyas. And at the end they came, they were there also for the Mahabhishek installation. So when all the 8,000 devotees came and hundreds of devotees from around the world, and he saw, he was so impressed, he said that how you're getting the foreign devotees to wear tila. We can't even get Indians to wear tilak. How are you getting? He said, then he commented that we know of so many rituals, but these rituals are not changing the heart of people. But your chanting of Hare Krishna is so powerful that you're changing the hearts of people and getting them to take up the spiritual practices. What was that exactly what he said? We have to learn from you, or
something? Yeah, we have to learn from you, because your holy name is ultimate.
We have to learn from you, your holy name is ultimate.
And through the tilak also. And the newer tilak is the right tilak, our tilak is not the right.
Really?
And from the shastra, tilak is come from the nose. This is the correct position. But with this 2-3 namas, it's a drop down. So you are the right tilak.
Wow. Breakthrough. You heard what he said? He said that the Sri Sampradaya Acharya asked that your tilak is the correct tilak. Shastra says you start from the nose and go up. We just put up. We don't go down to the nose, just put a dot there in the bottom. So your tilak is correct from nose and then up. Pretty good to hear that from the Sri Sampradaya.
And
Sri Rangam Ji, I came to Tirupati Temple, Lord
Temple.
The Sri
Rangam Ji also came. Yes. He received with the nice dancing, Kirtan Prabhu. And he gave 20 minutes to class. And the class, he said, you devotees, are, ISKCON
devotees are monkeys.
And I was
standing there
quiet.
And
he said, not ordinary monkeys, monkeys
of Rama. Monkeys of Rama. Years ago, 3 years ago when we went, or 6 years ago when we went to Sri Lanka, but not this time though, we went to see the Jir. At that time he told us that you are all representatives of Andal. In their tradition, Andal is a partial incarnation of Lakshmi who came down, and she preached that everyone should play drums and cymbals and chant the holy names in the street. And she would do daily harina. We all did a big kirtan for him and said, you're all representatives of Andal. Which is for them like big compliment. So he has so much service to do. Prabhupada gave us such a big assignment. Prabhupada, he said, my guru told me to preach around the world, so I'm preaching all over the world. The samas are also preaching overseas as well. But then he said that I personally took up India as my own project. My guru didn't order me to do India. But if I see India going to hell, I have to do something. I can't just stand by and do nothing. So for India Yatra is actually Prabhupada's personal project. And he made Vrindavan and Mayapur to receive the Westerners, that they could come and see the holy dams and get purified by going to the dams. But Bombay and other centers are made for preserving Indian culture and preaching. So there you are. Actually, the second meeting is going on. We have a big mandate from Prabhupada. How to spread the Krishna consciousness to all of the Indians. How to when you have something, like how to upgrade, reactivate, awaken, inspire their devotion more. They already know so much, but how to just refine that. So we're reading here about people from Satyaloka, how they feel compassion. And I remember also Prabhupada said that in his movement, some of the residents of Satyaloka have come down and joined his movement to help him preach him. Anyone want to identify themselves? I think Bhakti Srinivas must be from some higher planet. He's so nice, so gentle, out of this world, spiritual sky. So, we don't know where some of these residents even are coming. Maybe they felt some compassion. Look at these people suffering in Kali Yuga. Let's go down and join the Sankirtan movement and help to spread it. So, maybe they even know themselves once you come down and you accept that while you're here for this lifetime, you may not remember your previous life. It's a big sacrifice to come down. You take this temporary material human bodies and it's filled with so many difficulties. Intelligent people, they should make a plan and return home back to Godhead. That's why all these, no, this, I think this is one of the Gopinath Maharaj saying, Ananti Pura, one of the seven Puras. This is one of the, if you die here, you go back to Godhead?
Moksha Puris.
So people would come and live in these holy places so that they could get back to Godhead, shortcuts, gateways to the spiritual world. So now we have our temple, nice to be here. I'm so grateful to all the Bhakti Chudamrata, all the devotees for developing this monumental temple, beautiful community, wonderful devotees. Here and there's Moksha Puri. It's easy to chant japa here also. It's out of there. I just sneak away here sometime and just come and nobody can find me from my zone. None of those problems. Maharaj has all the problems here. So some places we're going right in the heart of the city, which is the Kali Puri. The residents of the Kali. But there we make a temple, we make a community, we make a spiritual environment so that people come to that and then they get purified. And some places where, in the holy places where people are coming to get purified, to drop off some sins, we want them to come, visit the temple, and they take it as an opportunity to preach to them, to give them Prabhupada's books, to And here beginning of the holy places are different. And some may say Bengal is the same, those who live near the that there's a shadow under the lamp. Lamp is giving a light on, but under the lamp there's a shadow. Or that sometimes they say also people live near the railway station, miss more trains. Sometimes people in the holy places, they take it for granted, I already know everything, I'm holy for a Brahmin and this and that, so they don't always take it very serious. So sometimes it's difficult preaching to the people. Like our book distributors, they find that we do more book distribution outside of Nadia district. Nadia district, they're a little more tough to distribute books, to do better outside than in the home. But we have to preach to the people in the holy place also. Chirupati, they're preaching to the Dambasis there. So Prabhupada was saying it, we're bringing up a discussion this morning, and Prabhupada said 1% of the population you can make Krishna conscious. Then you can change, make many big changes, a big impact on society. So like Chirupati had 300,000 people. So they have about 3,000 people now in the congregation. So that's 1%. So now the Tiruvala, they took advice from the temple, because many years ago I went there and they were serving out the prasada with onions. At the time I told the JNRO, the JEO, that you should be getting onions. So people like onions. I know, but it's against the Shastra. You're giving prasad, you should give what the Lord likes. You can offer to the Lord, you can offer onions to Balaji, you know. So give them Balaji prasad. It's supposed to be prasad, but we're giving onions. So they stopped it. You don't remember with them. They tell that some Swami came and told us to stop it. We don't know which Swami. But it was this point. But now they're supposed to, that other store, other restaurants are serving onions on Tiruvala. So now we're going to ban it. From the whole Tiruvala, taking advice from ISKCON. Came out in the paper, ISKCON gave advice from the Puranas not to have served onion garlic in the holy place. So ISKCON influenced. Actually, we're even bringing a higher standard into the holy place for this. I was happy to hear that now people, when they come to Ujjain, like they visit Mahakala, they visit the Shukra, they visit Sandipani Muni, now that they visit the ISKCON temple also, one of the holy places. So, there's a big mandate here, how to make these people Krishna conscious. I'm sure 3-4% of them become, or 1% or more become Krishna conscious, have a bigger impact. Prabhupada is saying all the bona fide acharyas preach the necessity of going back to Godhead. The truth of going back home, back to Godhead. One man not to make a false plan for happiness in a place where happiness is only a myth. Now that India's economy is going up, people are becoming very hopeful that we're going to be happy. We're going to have economic development. We're going to get bigger salaries. We can follow, but people in America and Western countries, they're not happy. They have all the big salaries, the blue jeans, the blue hair, but they're also feeling frustration. They're having so many problems. So just by imitating the West, we're not going to get happiness, we're going to have the same other problem. We get happiness from internal, by chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So I hope all the Indian leaders come up with a dynamic plan how to expand our movement's influence more and more, so that the young and old of India can all get back to Godhead, to be born in India, and not to get back to Godhead. That's a real failure. I mean, this is an easy place to get back to Godhead. Parabhumike manushya janmo hai vajar janma shakyat kori karo kauru kukar. Lord Chaitanya said, if born in India should make their life perfect. and help them help others. So let's help the people, let's get people perfect, and help them, and they should help others to be perfect. People, other people in India and people around the world. And this is our mandate from Prabhupada. I know we're all trying to do something. Everybody's doing a lot. We have to keep on trying to do more and more and expand Prabhupada. Everyone should know who Prabhupada is also. They should know Lord Chaitanya, they should find it, they should know Prabhupada. You see the people with different Baba's pictures and album and lockets. Why do you worship that Baba? Oh, it's something special. They don't even know why they worship it. It's to give blessing. Prabhupada did what nobody else had done. Transplanted the Indian culture to the West. One Indologist from Australia, Dr. Bhashan, he said the last 2,000 years what Bhaktivedanta Swami did is the biggest thing ever since Jesus brought religion from the East to the West. Since that time, this is the main transplant of an Eastern religion to the West. So people should give that credit to Prabhupada. We have to popularize Prabhupada in all the towns and all the houses. Everybody should have a picture of Prabhupada in their house. Here it says how Satya Loka Swami, remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his house, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping his deities. And so he had this vision that my house has been transformed into the spiritual world. Everybody is so blissful. Spiritual world, there's no problems either. I mean, there's actually no problems. Vaikuntha. So when everyone has transformed their homes into Shraddha Kutirs, into spiritual realms, spiritual dhams, so that they can all be peaceful and happy. We can have peace on earth by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Any comments? Any questions? Loknamrad, comment?
Hare Krishna. You said that they are working, but you'll be working very hard. You're busy, son. We are busy. We are working very hard. I don't know whether we are working smart. Work hard is one thing, but work smart. Yeah, no question, you know, anymore. Why people of India do not know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, who is responsible? Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not known as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are responsible if people don't know this. Or we are responsible, the followers of Gauranga, the Vaishnavas, Kira Prabhupada, Prabhupada, and others are responsible. So, you talk about strategy, the leaders are here.
Some of them.
Most of them. And then I know you're a very powerful personality. Knowledgeable and kind of a deadly god descended on the earth. A creature like me stands before you and you should be going around and more and more, and something should be done to shake up this country, wake up this country to the reality, whatever that reality is.
We took our satori and stopped in and woke up a few people.
There you go. And more of this, more of that. We have the truth, we have the mandate. A lot of things are there. We are short time. they were also saying we were
getting old.
Yeah. But before we move on, here's some more.
Top generals already left. Raghavendra Maharaj, Navishta Maharaj, Sudhamana Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj,
Sridhar Maharaj.
Sridhar Maharaj.
Yeah, so we should be third and busy with some of the presidents. We're busy looking into the future, but the future. Yeah, and that. As one thought.
He has a question here. Comments on it.
One comment, Prema. What do you have told?
Prema Data from Agartala.
What he, Maharaj, you have told is very right, very perfect. And I can see in Tripura, the lot of people is ready to donate land to open temples, and they want Islam. They select, they don't want other math, no? Like Ramakrishna, etc. They want Islam. But unfortunately, we have not sufficient power to satisfy them. This is my very.
Which kind of power? Manpower, money power, what power?
Manpower. Leaders, some leaders, but having one leader who can manage everything, they also bring a lot of people to the way, but they must be guided. Otherwise, there is some problem. What to do? Very, very.
I think that within ISKCON we have ISKCON India. I think we have a lot of leaders. But potential leaders. We haven't really analyzed. So usually every temple's got their own manpower, and someone might be the temple commander, or maybe the Sankirtan leader, or Pujari, or someone. They may be capable to be the temple president somewhere. But in their temple, they've already got their hierarchy, and you know, maybe we have to break some of these treasure houses and give some opportunity to some of the secondary leaders to move up and take some responsibility in some other place. Get more responsibility, or take more responsibility. So it's one of the succession ideas. How, where are our future leaders? How to bring them up? How to train them up? It's important. So there may be leaders in different places, but whether the temples, you know, if for the temples to sacrifice one of their secondary leaders to be a primary leader somewhere else, that would require the whole commitment of the national leadership that we need to do this kind of thing. In my zone, I don't know how, it's maybe by coincidence. It's maybe because I'm not such a hands-on manager. I just let the people expand according to their abilities. So like in Andhra Pradesh, we have 12 temples now, 12 centers. And I've heard the whole Madhya Pradesh, which is the biggest state in India, only 2 temples. Kerala, we have 2-3 temples.
Maybe it's necessary to suggest to open one center for
training
of leaders, and therefore send everywhere. That is very necessary. Yes.
So, Shepo, you're not an IGB member, you put your proposal to the IGB. I can love you.
Thank you so much. Maybe a couple of questions. First, you were speaking about Lord Chaitanya's studies as a child becoming a great scholar by the age of 11. So my question is, who was his teacher, and is that teacher the same Sandipani Muni from Krishna Lila? That's question number one. And question number two is, how to develop this compassion for the dear Prabhupada Sikh Baba?
Gangadas Pandit was his teacher. Dinke was said he was Sandipani, but I'm not. I can't remember the exact quote now. Brihaspati came down to teach him, but then he went, he became a Sarvabharacharya when he got influenced by the Mayavadis and went down to Jagannath Puri, and later he found him there. I think Gangadas Pandit, I can't remember the exact quote, I'd have to research it. I'm not allowed to think so easy. How to develop compassion. Remember, Prabhupada's compassion is associated with compassionate people. Remember, Prabhupada, how much compassion he had for the fallen souls. So we should get inspired to follow in his footsteps and be compassionate. He said, the whole world's on fire. How can I sit by? He could have said, Vrindavan, he was in the Moksha Puri also, Mathura Puri. He could have sat and gone back to Godhead. But he took all the trouble to go to the west, reach to the Laksha countries, get beat up by crazy people, get his things stolen, get so many problems, because of his compassion. Now his son has got so many facilities, nice temples, nice infrastructure, so it's a lot easier now to preach. We don't know, not just already a good name has been established in many places. As you said, people want to help this time, many people want to give help to this time. So now we have a lot easier. Prabhupada did the hard work for us. Many other first devotees have done the hard work to break the trails. Now we should take the ball and run with it. We should try to bring it to the conditioned souls. Next year, plan to reach out to the Dinga Mandu, give us a lakshma, otherwise, they're going to get Bhakti Rupa come here like an angry death.
Anyways, I'm sure I'm going to share with you. We were discussing how about the mystical session now, and some of the people in the IAE became the world of Krishna. So in Gopal Shankar, Jiva Goswami, he comments that the whole world knows that the Divuni was the world of Krishna. But they don't know. He said, because he had many doubts and he had deficiencies in a few different departments of knowledge. But by teaching Krishna and Balaram, he became confident and all his doubts were destroyed. He said, what the world doesn't know is Krishna was a guru of Sandipani. And then he gives a nice example. He says that just like the water is taken from the ocean, goes up in the clouds, comes down in the mountains, the snow then melts and flows in rivers, back to the ocean. So Sandipani Muni giving instruction to Krishna was like that very knowledge, you know, coming from Krishna, flowing back down into the ocean.
Sri Vaishnava, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna.